The Association for Media Development in South Sudan, the Community Media Network of South Sudan, the Female Journalist Network, and other media groups say parties leading the permanent constitution-making process need to recognize the media as a core stakeholder in the process. The coalition is demanding inclusion of media representatives as members in the constitution-making process, as well as recognition of being observers at the legislative process. Speaking at a joint press briefing in Juba today, Patrick Oyet, chairperson of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, says this time the media not only wants to report on the constitution-making process, but to be part of it.
We recollect that the constitution-making process in South Sudan, including the 2005 interim constitution and the transitional constitution of South Sudan 2011 as amended, were made with limited or no public participation. The media is said to be the fourth estate of the realm. In this regard, we wish to highlight the critical role of the media in the permanent constitution-making process in line with the letter and spirit of Chapter 6 of the agreement, in order to ensure legitimacy based on ownership through inclusive participation of South Sudanese people.
The permanent constitutional-making process is mandated by the peace agreement. Oyet says making the permanent constitution is a critical element of the governance reforms stipulated in the deal, and all stakeholders, including the media, should be involved in making decisions during the process.
We are, however, concerned that the critical role of the media in peace-building processes, including the permanent constitution-making process, has not been recognized and made, and media practitioners have not been accorded the necessary participatory inclusion by the parties to the peace agreement in particular, and the leadership of the country in general.
Oyet says despite the work of journalists during negotiations which led to the signing of the peace deal in 2018, there has been no recognition of the important role the media has played in South Sudan, including its reporting on the implementation of the peace deal.
For example, in the R-Axis 2018, there is no specific provision that highlights and recognizes the media as one of the drivers for development and peace building, democracy building in the country. During the R-Axis 2018 negotiation, media did the coverage, while the civil society, women, eminent personalities, and faith-based groups were all represented at the peace process as stakeholders, which enabled them to participate jointly, that gave birth to the pact.
President Salva Kiir launched the permanent constitution-making process in May as required by the peace deal. The process was facilitated by the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, or RJMEC. Article 6, subsection 13 of the peace deal states that the process of the permanent constitution-making shall be led and owned by the people of South Sudan. Again, Oyet Patrick.
The media plays a key role in civic education and will play an important role in mobilizing South Sudanese people to effectively participate in the permanent constitution-making process. Consequently, we call upon all parties and other stakeholders in the pact to give consideration to including media practitioners in the permanent constitution-making process.
South Sudan's security service operatives stormed into today's news conference, while representatives of media houses and media advocacy groups were taking questions from journalists. The security agents ordered Oyet and some of his colleagues to report to the South Sudan Media Authority office. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.